There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX.
Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
talking to me!
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
G'day, g'day. How are we? We good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Thanks very much for coming out.
He's fired up. Hey, this is live, you know. We're almost at 100 eps, and we've only done about 8 together, but I know when we're in person, it's fucking electric.
I've said like 3 words and it's already fucking ripping in. Fair bit to get through. Pretty good. Pretty good. Oh, it's new heaps normal he's got. He's got to have to do an ad now because it's...
Hold on. I'm going to have to do an ad.
You love ads.
Because heaps normal support our show. Hmm. They keep the lights on at MFB HQ.
But your default is to just always be closing.
My default. I'm trying to find a Bieber song in the toy, man. I've got it. Fox FM, that's where I've got to go. I'll talk for 3 minutes. Bieber. Repeat.
Anyway, we've got a pretty bumper episode today. So it's only one incident, but it's pretty good. It's got a fair bit in it. I mean, it's nice to be in Melbourne anyway. It's fucking sanctimony aside, but it's
Heggie obviously just came down for the rally, but
I mean, you joke about that. I was in the park earlier today, like waiting for this guy to turn up for lunch. And the, like, fucking Eureka Stock A was sort of, they were assembling over there and just writing their signs and shit. It was pretty good to see. In the home of culture and the arts, it's good to see those sorts of people out and about. Pretty good.
A lot of people coming into Melbourne today that would not be in Melbourne any other time of year. Getting a lot of Zone 3 vibes when I hopped off the train.
But there's one of them every weekend, isn't there? Is there a United Australia fucking rally every weekend?
I don't know, man. You write the newsletter. You tell us.
But it wasn't a big one.
You'd appreciate this. I did hear, I got off at Parliament Station and I did hear, fuck, how many escalators are there? I said, do you guys happen to know about science? And they did. They told me heaps about vaccines. So,
anyway, so I just like to start off too by saying that everything in today's show is alleged, even the facts.
So nobody tries to sue us as a victim, and by victim, obviously, we mean
Vic Kaching. There's a flight today from Nashville, USA to London. And it's British Airways, July 29, 2019. And good old British Airways. I reckon British Airways is so strongly represented here in plane flights, despite being a legacy carrier, because they've got that deeply ingrained tabloid culture in Britain where like there's fucking paparazzi just camped out at Heathrow for this exact eventuality. And like tabloid culture over there just transcends class. It's not just fucking filthy blue collar pieces of shit like we got here reading it on the toilet in a factory on the boss's dime. Everyone reads it there.
By the way, though, who, because those airline routes, you know, they're or roots, depending on where you're from. Roots. Very, very, you know, they're picked for specific reasons. And Nashville to London, that's a rare. It is. That's a my country song went big on TikTok. I got a tour.
Yeah, yeah. That's good, man. They've like it's just entitled First Class Dickheads pretty much on British Airways. But your mate today,
my mate,
happens to be a here he is.
Your mate.
Here he is. No, just... yep. That's fine, mate. Take time. I
just say we're on the heaps normals now, but we're on the actual beers out there. And we're going to see how good these things really are. Can they reverse the past?
Your mate today happens to be a keen golfer. Oh, yeah. Golfers are always... makes you think, doesn't it? Golfers, they're always keen, golfers, aren't they? From, they're always... Well, they're keen or professional. And there's only two types. Fucking hate them both.
Have you ever... have you ever golfed?
Once.
How'd you go?
Badly. Bad time. Some fun.
No one ever holes in one the entire 18.
No.
Kim Jong-il style.
No. And then, no, it was a bad time. I lost. It wasn't great. There's a dude cheating. It's fucking hot. It's Queensland. It's no good. It's a shit sport.
What do you mean by time. Cheating? Diet Coke in the rum? You go, hold on.
Oh, no. Like just.
You've thrown me.
No, you just, you know when you tee off and it's just all, like there's three or four of you and you just go, see ya, and you
all at once.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's how it's meant to...
And there's no, they're not going in the same direction, obviously. And you get up to the hole and you're on the dance floor and you go, how many shots are you? And I go, fucking 16. And someone else will go, 7. And then some arsehole will go, 3. Nah, man. Absolutely no way. That's happened.
My only golfing experience besides the Hoppers Crossing driving range was in year 10, we'd go to a mate's place and Tiger Woods on PlayStation. Mm. You'd scull a six-pack of VB in one go, 6 stubbies of VB, scull them as quickly as possible and then play a round of Tiger Woods golf on PlayStation and just watch your skills drop off so fast.
Well, both of those things should be done so quickly because they're fucking gross. Like, can you imagine...
PlayStation?
Can you imagine enjoying a VB and just going, oh, no, I'll just sit on this. It's going to be really tasty.
Have you got a glass? I like the flavours.
If you're not shotgunning VBs, you're a fucking criminal. That's, don't have it. So this bloke, right, 31-year-old Thorbjørn Olsen. He was actually a professional, not a keen golfer at all, beg your pardon. But
Fjordbjorn's actually the name of my desk that I got from IKEA. I've got a Fjordbjorn.
Well, it's probably weighed about the same as this bloke. Like as discussed though, golf fucking sucks. unless there are toads involved, obviously. Golf's just shit, man. You know the only thing interesting to me about golf?
There's some people that haven't partaken in that activity and have no idea what it's about.
Oh, cane toe golf.
Queensland golf. Yeah.
You know what it fucking is, but the hint's in the name. It's
Is that who cheated? Somebody put a ball on your tee? You go, what the fuck's this? What's this round white thing? Trying to hit a living creature as far as possible.
Yeah. I mean, I've probably discussed it. We had golf, but we had like 5 golf clubs in my backyard, and my dad had never played golf. I know that for a fact. It was just for whacking fucking toads. But then, like, a bloke had come down. We had friends from country Queensland, and they'd come down to Brisbane, and we'd open it. Like, I'd turn on the floodlights after rain and go, let's go whack some toads. And there'd be fucking like 30 toads in a 10 metre squared thing, and he'd walk out, and I'd go, oh, there's fucking none here. Like, he couldn't. Like, he would go and whack 300 in that area.
I love that's what the highfalutin Brisbane folk are up to. Their country friends come into town.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing interesting thing for me with golf, besides the toads, is the, like, when rugby league players play it.
Oh.
Like, that's a good time. That's all right. There's a few legends of the game who have done. I've written down a few. Like, legendary Bulldogs on-field thug Terry Lamb, who... I think we can all fondly recall winning the 1988 grand final by maiming the best player on the other team quite early in the game.
Again, we're in Victoria. We can pass forward here. We do need...
Well, Terry Lamb. Terry Lamb was a fucking grub. Still is. But he just took out...
Still is.
Took out Balmain's best player.
Thank God you said allegedly at the start.
Oh, it's everything's alleged. Don't worry. Terry, though, he was one time he bashed a bloke at Cabramatta Golf Club for playing too slowly, and it's like, oh, fair enough. He put up with it for 17 holes, not in the 18th.
Oh.
Terry just went, fuck this. I'm going to bash this guy. I don't want to see him in the clubhouse. I'm going to lay waste to this fucker on the green. Just did it, went inside and had a few beers.
So. When a league is playing, the 19th hole does become the ambulance.
Oh,
normally it's a bar. But
if I were being approached by a rugby league player at speed and I had a fucking golf club in my hand, there's no way he's getting near me. I'd just start swinging it. I think that's like people started just swinging golf. Like remember a couple of years ago when COVID got invented, right? And, I think the 1.5 metre rule is because a golf club's about that long. And that's like just people like me were just out in the streets just swinging golf clubs around our heads and screaming and shit. Just going, oh, I've been waiting my whole life for this. Thank fuck. I can do that.
The old sunny coast, social distance.
Yeah. Well, I mean, while we're down here, don't worry about it. It's one of those things that, you know, it gets mentioned a bit and the softies think that you might be serious about COVID. But this is, you know what happened recently, right? Someone was planking.
Unless it's the ground, this won't end well.
No, it's on. It was on a Gold Coast balcony, and he's fallen off. I'll talk you through it while that's going. Well, I'll be he fell off, right, and on his way down, someone on another balcony was having a couple of shandies and just coughed off that, and he caught COVID on the way down. Splat, and they chalked it out, but in like that hazard thing because he got COVID. It was a COVID death. So,
I think the lesson there is get your booster.
Yeah. anyway.
By the way, I got a Vic government text. You're New South Wales. I don't know if they do this. They said, "Hey man, tomorrow you're ready. Just turn up at Sunshine Hospital between 9 and 4." I'm like, "Hey, I'll get 9 jabs. Just don't tell me what to fucking do on my weekend, cunt."
Yeah. Right.
I'll fucking turn up on a weekday.
Man, I'm a triple hero. Don't worry about it. I've done it. Still got the little round band-aid somewhere. Another sort of rugby league player. Probably
can we do that now? Anzac Day next year? Just walk out. They get an extra little section. Wear me 3 little band-aids.
Realistically, there should be a little zipper on your bicep now. So. Probably the best rugby league / golf incident I've ever been privy to was, I don't know if you remember, the Penrith, an Australian rugby league player, Craig Gower. It's probably the most newsworthy thing ever to happen to fucking golf.
See, the problem rugby league has, though, is that leagues run the clubs.
What do you mean?
Well, like AFL, they're up to the same level of grubbery, but they have business people in charge of what happens when grubbery occurs.
Yeah.
They call lawyers and stuff, whereas I think in league, they do bad shit, call the boss, who is a leaguey.
He's an ex-player.
And then they just go, yeah. Fucking sick.
Well, yeah.
Did you get photos for the Daily Tally?
Yeah.
Send it. They'll love it.
Fucking case in point, Terry Lamb is a coach, and he's never been out of work.
Really?
He's like an executive. Benny Elias... ripped off his own club and he's still in charge of fucking rugby league. Like, that's, yeah, it begets itself. But, like, Craig Gower, right, in 2005, December, he went to do a charity golf day on the sunny coast. And charity and golf, they're strange bedfellows. Always there, though, aren't they? Guess who was emceeing the event? I'll give you $10 if you can tell me who was emceeing this charity golf day on the sunny coast.
Well, not you. Lindsay Webb.
No, man. You always say, have you been on a...
Well, you may not know, but he's a comedian in Queensland.
He's great.
And MCs a lot.
Okay, but no.
It's $10.
This is a...
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have an extensive list of Sunshine Coast MCs in my head.
Well, that's because there's not an extensive list. There's only three or four maybe who would. This was none other than Billy J. Smith.
Oh.
Yeah. Little fella. Not a big fan of mine. Not a big fan of anyone's now since he's face down outside the Caxton pub on the footpath in the sky. Anyway, I did one event with this bloke. He didn't like me.
Just a note to Conrad, who's not here. A lot of this will have to be cut out, Conrad.
What do you mean? He's not suing us.
Swear.
Anyway. So, anyway, this guy, one of the greatest rugby league incidents of all time. No rugby, no one gives a fuck about rugby league down here, but you know, there's other listeners, so grow up. Craig was at the event, right? He was just extending his Bucks weekend celebrations. The golf hour was on a Monday.
Yeah, Bucks and charity should never.
Well, it didn't,
they should have met.
Like, it's Monday. Monday, most of us are just coming down trying to get the week.
Unless
going.
Charity is the name of the stripper at the Bucks Day.
Oh man, this bloke, he's at an absolute belter. He got kicked out of the function for chasing and vomiting on Mitchell Pearce, who was a teenager at the time. And then he also groped Mitchell's sister Tatum on the. And he also.
You whistling that made it way worse. Somehow.
I'm just fucking covering myself, you know? And then. And then he had a fight with Mitch, Wayne Junior Pearce, the dad, like a legend,
of
the game. Yeah, three Pearce family members within like 5 minutes.
Though.
Yeah. So this, like, Craig's done what, and the only thing he could do is he's walked around the resort naked, and then makes you think. And then he's crashed a golf cart. I mean, not. Not really his fault. Some fuckhead left the keys in it. And then he's ended up going back inside and held a butter knife to the throat of a staff member. And he got admonished for this.
How much he raised, though?
What?
This is a charity day.
I don't know.
Maybe more for that. Normally they're just selling shitty memorabilia. If somebody got up there, a legend of the game, and said, I'll strip, bash three members of one family... And ride a golf cart nude.
You know, I'd pitch in. Yeah. You know what Craig said in response to this, right? He said,
"Get fucked."
And I quote, no, far more articulate. He said, I'm up here. He was up in Queensland, right? He's from Penrith. I'm up here to have a good time and that's it. What? I can't go out and enjoy myself. And he said, I'm a normal bloke. I'm no better than anybody else. As long as I respect others, that's the main thing. So, tell that to the bloke he fucking punched and bit in King's Cross one time. Yeah. Or for that matter, the woman he flashed at the Coogee Bay Hotel in 1999. Different time, don't worry about it. So, anyway, I don't...
Blame Y2K on that one.
Off.
Everyone was scared.
He got in before that, yeah. Well, he thought you do what you fucking want before 2000, everything gets wiped. Like everyone's computers just go blank. And you got to start again.
Like a mine. Grubby Mayan.
Anyway, I don't reckon the world needs more Craig Gowers, don't worry about it. But golf definitely fucking does.
It's so
boring.
There's only one golfer who makes it interesting, and that is John Daly. I don't know if you know much about John Daly. This is one of my favourite quotes from an athlete ever.
It's amazing. Wherever I set course records or whatever, I would be barefooted, drunk, playing golf, making every 20-footer I looked at. I used to be able to shoot pool really good when I had a great buzz going. But if you get me sober and play pool, I wouldn't make a ball.
Speaking the truth.
Oh.
He's not lying there, because who plays pool sober? You're a fucking creep.
Yeah. Yeah. Proper pervert move, that. I go.
Sober. All pool games are meant to start. Who's got a fucking $2 coin, man? Fuck. This is how much you drink in a day, though.
I could drink probably a case to 35 beers easily in a day.
And how do you feel at the end of 35 or 40 beers?
Still start drinking some whiskey or something.
I love how the interviewer's just added extra beers onto him. Like, he's just going, oh, drink 30 beers. Yeah, how do you feel after 40 beers?
Yeah. Give me my wife.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. I said 30. Don't twist my words. How good's a 30 beer run up for whiskey?
Well, that's
an empty case, empty carton. There's still 18 left in the fridge of the second one. There you go. Fucking time for the hard stuff. All right, we're all warmed up.
Oh, I mean, our hero today, right? Thorbjørn Olesen. He stands at 5 feet and 9 inches tall, and he
weighs over me probably.
Yeah, he's about your height. And he weighs in at 70 kilograms. An athlete, and he's in Memphis.
That's a fat jockey.
Is it? Is that one of those ones on the cart at the back? Like, that was invented for
the trots.
That was for fat jockeys. Didn't they invent that for fat jockeys? The one where they got the whip and the fucking two wheels?
Yeah.
Because they're not proper jockeys. They just invented it. That's where we are now.
Bogan. I've never been on a trots race, ever.
On one? Like, out to one?
I don't think I've even watched a whole one. Someone's groaning. Oh, bullshit. Yeah. Well, you guys love the trots.
That's where it's at. Fucking hell. Man, the aficionados.
Man, they're doing Instagram stories while they're on the back. It's a fucking rort. I'm falling for it. I'll only back the Ferris sport, greyhounds. But they all go in and come out the same. Except some I've bet on that come out backwards. You go, you are kidding.
Not only that, aren't there two types of the trots? There's ones where they prance and the ones where they run. What are they called? Harness, beg your pardon. Harness and trots. So that's for the aficionados. Anyway, so
makes you think, doesn't it?
Thorbjørn, right? He was at a Memphis. He was in Memphis playing golf at the FedEx St Jude Invitational. And
what's FedEx sponsoring shit?
Well, that's they own that
town.
That's
why it costs so much for you to send pencils, man.
Because they're based in Memphis.
No, because they're splurging cash on sponsorship. Oh, just fucking make it cheaper.
Wow, she's got a fucking piece of shareholders. I don't know. I hear that. I hear like invitation. I think, of course, it's fucking invitation. What do you mean? If you could just turn up to a golf tournament, there'd be tens of thousands of unhappily married men just rolling up, saying, "Give me a fucking go." Like,
I think I've said it before. 34 now. I've got a lot of mates around my age. A couple of same scenario. Young kids. A lot of them getting into golf, and they get into it, I think, for that time away.
Get out of the house.
But if I've got a spare 6 hours, there's no fucking way I'm wasting it playing golf. Like, you could just drink and not go anywhere. Yeah.
When have you had spare 6 hours since being...
No, I haven't. Parent? That's what I mean. I don't know how they're doing it.
Mm. Oh, they're bad parents. You can't fucking do it. It doesn't work.
No, man, I just saw Tiger Woods playing with his son the other day on TV, and I think he's a pretty good dad.
Seems a great bloke. He's done a lot for the sport. But so Thorbjørn and his golfing buddies, they've caught a private jet from Memphis to Nashville, and then they got on the connecting flight to London. And
spewing.
And this is... Well,
it's going to be a shit time.
What?
If you go private jet somewhere and then hop off, even if it is British Airways, you're like, well, there are some rules. I just went from no rules, private jet, to some rules.
Well, that's it. Well, that's like you have a good time at some stages of your life, and then you go, well, I'm not going home and being nice to everyone then because I just had a good time. You're fucking...
No, but it's like flying back from the States, and they go, it's Qantas, LA to Sydney. You go, sick. Then they go, Jetstar, Sydney to Melbourne. It's actually less rules on the Sydney to Melbourne.
So this is what Thorbjørn said he had, so double this pretty much, conservatively. He said he drank 2 beers.
Oh, let's get this
right. Oh, okay, yeah. Thorbjørn, he had 2 beers. He had 2 glasses of red wine with a sushi platter meal.
I'm not counting that. I won't ding food.
On board the private jet. And then he had 1 vodka cranberry juice.
That it?
Yeah.
Cranberry vodka.
He's only little.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's before boarding the flight. And then he also
man,
took...
Man, has he gone sushi or sashimi? Has he just gone the fish or has he got a bit of rice in there to mop up some of those drinks? That's a true maggot at an airport, bloke. I've made that move many times. You know what? A California roll's going to turn this all around. All right. I'll go brown rice. I'm on a health kick now. Here at this layover.
He's also taken two melatonin tablets, which he regularly uses to combat jet lag, poor little fella, along with two Ambien, Zolpidem pills, put into his wash bag by his partner, Lauren Zafer. And I hope Lauren's fucking happy with what she's done there.
Is that
good one, Lauren, you fucking idiot. I love people chucking their wives in it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, my wife did that. They've pretty much done nothing. I've got my stupid wife left a carton of beer in the fridge one time. She knows what I'm like. What am I supposed to do? It's brilliant. So
he's only 70 kilos. Mm. Do what I do for my three-year-old. Just read him two stories. He'll fall asleep.
Yeah.
That's a fucking tiny man.
Oh, fuck, man.
I just rub his back. He's 70 kilos.
Well, that's what the staff were neglecting to do, just rub this little fella's back as soon as he got on. A couple other things I find a tad irksome here. Firstly, melatonin. Fucking grow up. Like, back when people weren't told absolutely everything, your average Joe, like me, wouldn't even know what melatonin was. Like, I hate that people know that now.
I still don't know. They were like,
what's
I just thought
like
it's, I don't have any, that's why I get sunburnt.
That's melanin.
That's melanin. Mm. Yeah.
But you hear people now saying things like, oh, my melatonin and my serotonin and you know, dopamine levels were all out of sync and as a result my circadian rhythms were fucking affected. Fuck up. Like, just
say you're on the bags and move on. Yeah. I had all these
pretty
extra
much.
Words in.
Yeah.
You're $302.50 down. Move on.
They're all experts now. Like, I'm just taking aspirin and live a better life. Like, melatonin, that's a prescription only here and Europe drug, but in the USA it's obviously considered a dietary supplement, so they refuse to research it if it's good or bad, whatever. But like Ambien, right, that's Ambien's a sleeping pill too. It takes 15 minutes off the time it takes to get asleep, while melatonin takes 6 minutes off the time. Look, he's gone for both. Like, I don't recall ever taking 21 minutes to fall asleep. Most of us... You just fall asleep instantly if you're fucking tired. If I took both, I'd be asleep now. Sounds really dangerous to me. Like, you want to know the side effects of Ambien and booze, right? I've drawn up a little table of the side effects of the Ambien alcohol combo versus melatonin.
Got the dinger ready?
I've cross-referenced all the ones that cancel each other out. And this is what
we've done your own research. I appreciate that.
Always do your own research, everyone. I've learned that today. Ambien and booze, right, they've got hallucinations. But melatonin has confusion, so that's going to double negative itself off the table.
What's the difference? Yeah, that's...
Ambien booze, that's got memory loss, but melatonin's got mild anxiety. So, I don't know.
I'm anxious and I don't know why.
No one does. Ambien booze, they've got trouble breathing, whereas melatonin's got abdominal cramps. Ambien booze, that's got uncontrollable shaking, but melatonin's got mild tremor, like you have.
Yeah.
Ambien booze, that's got delusions, but melatonin's got disorientation. So it's fine.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ambien booze, that's got slowed heartbeat. But melatonin's got reduced alertness.
Hold on, who's got a slow heartbeat while they're anxious?
I don't know. Man. Like this, I'm just going with the fucking science, mate. Don't look at me. But then what we're left with, right, if we cancel all them out, we're left with, on the Ambien booze side, we've got nausea, but also we've got vomiting. Like I found that a bit greedy in my life. You see, nausea and vomiting might be they're the side effects. But what do you mean? It's like if you get a leg cut off in a factory accident or something, you go, yeah, I suffered from that, but I also suffered because just before it happened, I felt like my leg was going to get cut off. Look, nausea, grow up.
Sweating. Not,
yeah.
I was running around looking for a loo. That was...
The other is on the Ambien Boost side, you can get collapse, but that also cancels itself.
Can get?
Yeah, you can collapse. That's one of the... That's not. Right. That's one of the side effects, collapsing and also fainting.
No, one's for chicks there. What do you mean? Chicks faint. Blokes collapse. Yeah. I think collapse and fainting depends on how red the bloke's head is before it happens. Yeah. Did your heart explode or are you woozy?
Yeah.
You know?
If you get up punching afterwards, like... Like how long it takes after. And on the melatonin side, all we're left with is irritability. And fucking was he ever. Like it's never... For me, it's never crossed my mind to take a sleeping pill. I don't know what you people do. Fucking.
I never have. Like I've tried a few things. So I've never tried a sleeping pill.
Have a couple of kids. Fine. Like in fact, I it's a fairly damning indictment on the species that we've even got fucking sleeping pills invented. I just wait till I'm tired. Which is most of the time, and then I just go to sleep. Like, if you need pills, you're not fucking tired enough. And if it happens every night, just lead a better life, get a better conscience, and failing that, get a night job. It's fucking exhausting, man. I've done it. You'll never have trouble sleeping. Anyway, Thorbjorn had trouble sleeping, so after putting all this in his...
You should be a doctor. Because you're like the reverse of the opioid epidemic. Mm. That was, my fingernail hurts and they have some 80 milligram oxys, right? Yeah. Whereas you're like, try harder, cunt.
Yeah. Everyone walks in, you go, you have a 15-minute appointment, I can knock it off in 1 minute. Grow up. So Thorbjorn, though, after putting all this in his tiny little childlike body...
That's a lot. Mm. That's the lolly bag at the end of the party.
Oh, fuck yeah. He's begun running around the cabin like a little boy.
No one stopped him?
People probably thought he was a little boy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he got stopped. He couldn't get the toilet door open, so he became verbally abusive. I couldn't figure
kilos,
it out.
70 kilos. I assume someone had to boost him up so he could breathe. No one gave him a colouring book or something?
I mean, it's one of those things, toilet doors, though, isn't it? You attempt one method, it doesn't work, try something else. It's pretty much two things. Maybe three max. Turn, push, turn, pull, whatever.
Have you ever opened the door on someone in the toilet on a plane and they look at you like you made the mistake?
Oh. No.
Yeah.
I've had it done to me.
Well, oh, no.
Forgetting to lock the door, yeah.
How'd you forget to lock? I wasn't more of that airport sushi. In a rush.
No, I didn't fear. It was just a shit. Like I thought I did. Didn't. But I didn't. I didn't blame them for it.
Oh, no.
Not at all. They're still getting fucking counselling. So he's ended up pushing one of the staff here, one of the flight crew, Sarah White, on the shoulder saying, "Oh," and he said, when he did this, he goes, "It's all about you, isn't it?" To her. That's what he said. And then he's gone back and cuddled up to a woman on the flight who was asleep. And nuzzled her and groped her breast. Before doing this, he made the sign of the cross and kissed her hand. So, fucking bizarre behaviour.
Maybe what going on? I'm starting to think this combo is not great for this little fella.
I'm thinking of springing a bit out. Maybe he was molested at Rygaard's International Catholic School in Copenhagen. Not for us to say, is it? So
you know what I love about you, mate? You never assume.
I don't like to make an ass out of you and me. It's not my thing. After all this, he's done all this and he's been led back to his first class seat where he cried and fell asleep.
He's in first class? Mm. And you can't do that.
Can't do what? Just grope.
All the stuff he did.
No.
What are you paying for? Honestly.
Then he's fallen asleep, right? Everyone thought, oh, that's cool. But then he got up later on and pissed on someone's seat.
Through his nappy.
They should have thought of that when the locks on the doors are so hard to... This is in first class, no less. That's when you know a rich golfer type is not acting like himself. Usually they just piss on an economy seat or like a revolting economy passenger or something. But it's like dogs when they don't piss in their own bed. They know nothing, but they know not to piss in their own fucking bed. But people don't usually piss in first class.
Doesn't it say so much about him that all of this and nobody's even annoyed yet?
Yeah.
It's like my son, if he did it, a little three-year-old, if he pissed on someone and grabbed someone, they'd go, it's a little kid. That's how small this golfer is. That's not a man.
Anyway, they've sort of kept going and just they got to Heathrow, right? And at this stage... They got all the way. Nothing.
Shannon.
No, nothing.
Oh, so close.
Sorry, everyone. He was fine. Obviously the pilots wanted to fucking get home that night. So Ollison ended up having his status changed when he got to Heathrow.
Status arrested.
Thorbjorn Wright, he was suspended from the tour. He'd won that tour 5 times, the European golfing tour. Pending an investigation, he was suspended. At the time, he was ranked 62 in the world. But afterwards, he fell to 432, which is a...
From the plane?
What? No, he fell
on the rankings. Oh, he missed out on the tour. Oh.
He was suspended from the tour, but his ranking went from 62 to 432.
Because he missed out on that tour. I just thought it was purely the plane incident. Yeah.
No, the plane incident made it.
We're about to make the finals, and I cowpunched someone. We got the wooden spoon, you know.
No, it's a few months off the tour. You can drop that many places, which is 432. That's a rank that a lot of sad golfing husbands had fucking split their sacks open and hand in a testicle to have 432 as their rank.
How far are they counting? Golf and tennis are just out of the top 10. You shit at it.
Yeah,
just fucking give up.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. Why are there more than 10 good ones that you know? Unless one's a character who's dropped to fucking 200 or something.
There's AFL teams that come ninth and they sack everyone. Yeah. There's people walking around 432nd going, well, I'm good. We'll turn it around next year.
Man, there's currently a cricket team in the world who is the best and they're still going to sack the coach because he told them not to be fuckwits. So, you know, Australians like to sack. What's that?
Australia?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, a great team, but Justin Langer has told these fucking kids... that they've got to do some work. And they all banded together and said, I don't really want to. We'll get you sacked instead. So that's where we are.
I want to hate it, but at the same time, you'd love to go, how many runs did you score, fuckhead? I thought so. Coach.
Good. I don't know. It's a weird one.
Are you really coaching cricket? Honestly. They're not running around. Like, I love the NFL. They've got a headset. They're fucking yelling. The quarterback's looking at... Cricket, they're just out there for ages.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it is.
Just be lucky you're getting paid. Don't tell anyone what to do.
Yeah.
Get another paycheck.
It is one. It is called a team sport, cricket. But honestly, you know, I think we know. So what's happened was he also, after being dropped from the European Tour, he's also lost sponsorships from Nike, BMW, Rolex, and Titleist. And
golfing brands?
Oh, man. I've always hated the term first world problems, but, I mean, that's where we live. What the fuck else can we complain about? But this is ripping the piss. Like, trying to garner sympathy for Titleist getting rid of you. Fuck off, man. Anyway, the court date of May 2020 got postponed to December 2020.
COVID.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So his suspension was lifted. It's only fair.
Hold on, you can play golf but not go to court.
Yeah. Yet another winner from COVID.
Why aren't you setting up a fucking outdoors magistrate, you know? Everyone else moved outdoors, restaurants and gigs and...
Yeah.
Just have an outdoors magistrate. Finally, mate, the white sunnies inside makes sense. Now...
a lot of big businessmen won from COVID, didn't they? It's like those Woolies hand sanitizer station innovators... who put all them out, made fucking billions, and now I go to my Woolies, it's just a fucking pump pack sitting on it. Like they're broken, obviously, because they're shit. Now they've just gotten a pump pack and put it in there, and that's, you know, good on them. made their money. We'll just put a few more cents on the milk and fucking Joe Blow can pay for it. So everybody wins. Thorbjorn, he's one of them. He's had a win too, right? So on 8th of December 2021, Ollison, he was in court in London, right?
Just last month.
Yeah. And
Non-Omicron.
He was... They would have had that by then, I reckon. Aldersgate House, Nightingale Court. And anything around the place, right, that's temporary gets called Nightingale something. I think after Florence Nightingale's slapdash approach to hospitals in Crimea. But fairly apt in this instance, though, because Thorbjorn had a dose of Nightingale insanity. His lawyer chucked in one of those ones, you know, that ultimatum or some shit. They say, just absolves the rich, wasn't myself, one of those. Ollison, right, who lives in Chelsea, West London, he's denied sexual assault by beating and being drunk on an aircraft.
Well, you can't deny the last one.
Being drunk on an aircraft? Well, he did. Wasn't him. He told the jury, right, this is what he said, he would never consciously risk his career by committing a crime and has no memory of the flight after taking sleeping pills.
You know what? Yeah, he was drunk on an aircraft. Well, that's... Oh, he's still saying the sleeping pills.
Yeah, you can't just go birds. Yeah. That's everyone's thing. That's generally the consensus, though. Of course I was crazy, I'm rich. No man in his right mind would want that to go away. That's the number one reason for not assaulting women, is wanting to keep your career. If I wasn't rich, you might have me here, dead to rights, but nothing to lose. But might as well start groping.
What did his wife say when she was brought to court, obviously, for putting the pills in his bag?
Oh, fuck, and that's one of life's great injustices. Is that Lauren Zafer's still out there free. Still a free lady. Ollison said, and this is a quote, he said, "I could not believe what they said, what happened. I felt horrible. All he remembered was sitting down, having a glass of champagne and then turning up at Heathrow." So, in a way, his sleeping pills did a fucking bang-up job. if you can tell me what he got, right, in terms of a fine, I'll give you double.
Oh, hold on, trick question. Zero.
Fuck. Yep. Yeah. Cleared of all charges and fair enough. If he did get
that
done right.
Again, though, we always talk about the little pill bottle getting led away in cuffs.
Yeah.
Oh, not you again, pill bottle. I would have gotten away with it. A little Scooby-Doo. He pulls his mask off. It's just a little sleeping tablet there. Ah, you rascally kids.
If he did get done, it would have been life's, you know, it would have been, he wouldn't have been able to get paid heaps of money just to play golf. A bit like me and everyone else here. He would have had to get a fucking job and that would have been unfair. So just for a handful of crimes, he definitely, definitely perpetrated. As I mentioned, though, his lawyer chucked in that out-of-body one that people go for and what they've done is fucking indefensible. Never heard someone had an out-of-body experience and just done something really cool. I just had heaps to drive, and then I went and fucking spent all night down the soup kitchen just... I don't even remember it, handing out blankets and stuff for 12 hours. Someone had to tell me I did it. You know, didn't even have a photo of myself doing it, so... Anyway.
What a great one. We thought the mental illness, sleeping pills, we thought
well, he's not
that's
mentally
the,
ill.
That what's that?
He's not mentally ill.
No. Episodes, that's been the one. But now it's I'm not even me.
Yeah.
I was out
well,
of
Well, it's
my
not even me
body.
And also I'm rich. Why would I do that? That's what it's become. So get rich or get fucked is the new policy on planes. He also said, this is a quote from Thorbjorn. He said, "I want to apologise wholeheartedly to everyone on board the flight who was affected by my behaviour."
I think there was only about four people he's really got to say.
Verdict. I hear a statement like that and think, well, what behaviour, Thorbjorn? You obviously did nothing. And then he wept and hugged his birthing partner, even though that's the exact idiot who put the pills in his bag that he couldn't help but fucking take. Surprised she didn't get tossed out of court, really, and just fucking made an example of. It's a disgrace.
I bet you he'll claim they're helping out on the birth. He won't say he was out of body then. I don't even know. Cut the cord, mate.
Well, I had a bit of a gander at Thorbjorn's Instagram, and it's just largely photos of him playing golf. And people look at that, obviously.
Still shots of golf.
Yep.
Is there a shitter sporting image?
Yes.
What a swing.
There's moving shots of golf. There's, I know, but like I've heard, like I've got former friends who will watch it on TV, and like you see it tee off, and there's just a picture of the sky, and you go, and then it fucking land. That's it. That's golf.
At least I get Bathurst.
TV event.
You get Bathurst because you watch the first bit for a crash or something.
Golf, yeah.
But golf, what do you even? Shum.
Well, pretty much all sport. If I'm watching sport and there's not a chance someone's going to die, I'm not going to fucking watch it. Why would you? It's crazy.
Any actual sporting contest starts with two people running into each other fucking fast.
Oh, yeah.
Go, here we go.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm open-minded. If they die like 20 years later, I'm still happy. But just... I really like drag racing and that rock climbing one where they've got no ropes sort of thing. You go, I want my immediate dopamine hit. I'm gonna wait and see this brain damage shit 20 years from now. Fuck that.
And here, if you're a golf fan in here today, or you're listening to the episode, if you think golf's a sport, it's not. Because if you tuck your shirt in, it's not a fucking sport. All right. Your shirt's tucked in with a belt. You're fucking playing a game with friends.
I mean, the other thing on his Instagram obviously was him introducing to the world a baby boy. Give you $10 if you can tell me his first name. It's not a Danish name. Just a regular. It's not Jaden. It's just a regular.
I got a.
But off that ilk.
I heard Jaden. No, Brayden.
No. Oh, fuck. It doesn't rhyme. Sorry, I've given you the bump steer here. It's a very modern name, and it used to be a job that you could, like an olden days job where you could make something. I've given you too many hints.
Coal miner. No. Penny farthing trick stunt. No.
Close. It's Cooper. Cooper Ollison. Yeah. I mean, that's the way you can't even joke about Cooper anymore. Some of you people probably have boys called Cooper. Seems his partner, right, Lauren Zafer, the one responsible for this whole fucking chain of events in the first place. She gave birth in 2020 to a living, breathing fucking sleeping pill. when you see this, right, and they're quite adamant on Instagram that it's, you know, it's an amazing miracle and everything. And I forgive men a bit when they go, a little bit for their birthing partner comments and shit like you do. And when you like, you know, that, like my mate, their amazing wives give birth, women are brilliant, etc. It's great, but like you don't have to go that public about it. Maybe say it to their faces or something. I don't know. But I had a good scroll through his social media. Not once is there a mention of a fucking plane or a picture of a plane or anything. Like
truly the most miraculous part of his life.
Oh, like you Google this guy, that's the first thing. No trolls either. Like he sort of, I translated a bunch of Danish comments on his social media posts, and exclusively it's like, good on you, Thorny, nice to have you back, etc. Yuck. There's no, what about the woman you assaulted on? There's none of that at all. He's deleted it. He's got it deleted by someone, so good on him. Can't keep a good man down. He's back on the golfing tour and he's killing it. Oh, Thorny, he's going great.
And what have we learnt? Just private jets, all right?
Yeah, why would they just got to put some more fuel in the private? Gone all the way to Heathrow on that. Anyway.
Payne Stewart style. Nothing bad has ever happened to a golfer on a private jet.
Yeah. Was it private? Was his private? Yeah, but he owned it. But there was a bunch of people on it. It wasn't just like
five. Six of them.
Oh, it was six. I thought it was like 20 or 30 people on that.
No. A couple of pilots and
stuff. Oh, right. Like if you sort of... Like if I scrambled the jets, right, and I happened to be in one, I went up beside a plane and there was only six people in it and they're all asleep, I'd think maybe they're all asleep. If there's 200 on there and they're all asleep, I'd go, no, what's happened here? Like six, you go, it's feasible.
For the pilots?
I've had a few too many shandies.
I've seen the air crash investigation. Pilots? If you don't know, Payne Stewart, famous golfer, they took off and then they all passed away. There was no cabin pressure.
They passed away peacefully, did they? In the, well, yeah. They went, well, I mean, at the start, in a way, yeah.
at the start. They got really high. Like, they got to about 45,000 feet, which is pretty fucking cool. To die and almost break a Guinness Book of Record, you know, in a, by accident.
What did it keep going? Did it keep going up? Is that what
it kept going? And they sent three different the US because they just fucking love fuel, right? They sent three different teams of jets to have a look.
Yeah,
and they'd go, yeah, everyone's asleep. They'd land, and then it'd keep going. And then the next day, they'd go, fuck, we should have a squeeze. Top Gun, send a few off.
Mm.
They'd go, yeah, people are still asleep.
Were they that confident it wasn't going to run into anything bad? No, like, well, just whatever.
The only one, there was someone in, maybe it was the Canadian Prime Minister or something at the time.
Yeah.
He said it was about to cross into Canada and it may have hit our city and I would have shot it down, but it crashed in North Dakota, so just all fucking talk, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, if that big drunk bloke kicked off, I would have stopped him. Well, you didn't have to, so shut up.
Yeah.
Who knows what you would have done. I love, though, the 2000 US Open at Pebble Beach. You know, a soldier dies or a cop, they did the 21-gun salute. They did the golf version, which just 21 of his mates hit balls into the ocean.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Look, at the same time, they managed to get it right. They practice. Like, you want to do it at the same time. It's useless. It's pathetic.
You'll like this, though, because I know you love a bit of a pivot.
Yeah.
Massive site. There was a big bit of farmland where the plane crashed.
Oh.
And the owner of the crash site just hit up his Payne Stewart's wife and said, can I open a memorial here?
Fuck yeah.
He's turned it around.
Did he do any improvements or just left the crash site and went, this is... Did he at least put a fucking stone there or something? It was just like, nah.
Turned it into the grimmest putt-putt hole.
Oh, man.
That's not a windmill, that's a blade. I'd... Oh.
Fuck. I'll get away. It would have been nice to see someone with a semblance of personality in a game of golf, but wasn't the real him. So, in terms of golf, this is how fucked it is. Like, people are still talking about Tiger Woods. Like that shit from 10 years ago when his wife smashed up the car with a club. Fucking fair enough, too. But, like, that sort of thing happens daily, though, in the greatest game of all. Like,
rugby league.
Not to mention any other sport except tennis, yeah. It seems the fans sort of dictate the acceptable behaviour limitations for the players, and that's where golf is, and that's where tennis is. I know you fucking love tennis here, but it's...
I got offered tickets the other day through the radio star. I said, nah, I'm all right. It's fucking Wednesday day. My son's at daycare. I'm having a nap.
Yeah.
I said, who am I going to miss? And it turned out Rafael Nadal and Ash Barty.
I reckon Nadal would still win. She's... like he's old and everything, but I reckon he'd still give it a go. She's good, though. She's great. Well, you know what? No one, like, I don't watch the fucking sport, obviously, but like what irks me about it, when you do turn it on, they've got the cutaways and shit, you'll see the crowd just moving their heads side to side. Like, I can stand here like this, head straight, and see, I can see you and you. And that's the size of a tennis court. Peripheral vision, don't fucking do this. I don't like that.
Man, they're yelling, some of the players are yelling at the fans for, like, booing and cheering, like, making it exciting.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Get amongst it.
Yeah, I don't know.
People have been locked indoors here for 2 years. They're going to yell at the sports.
Yeah, but they're very...
Footy's not back yet. We're just practising.
But tennis players, they're very, like, you can't say the actual word, but they're very particular people. They're not. You can't do that to them. They're not. They flip the fuck out. Anyway.
I'm trying not to pay tax in my country of origin. Quiet, please.
Oh, we talked about it earlier. Fucking yeah. People still talk
trying
about
to figure
how much
out how a blind trust works. Quiet, please. Yeah.
People still talk about how much of a great bloke Pat Rafter was. He's got to be Bermuda's best ever fucking tennis player. Like, he's never paid a cent to the Queensland he says he's from. Fucking nut. But anyway.
No, he's the face of Mantra Hotels, mate. That'll do.
Is he?
Oh, if you ever stayed at a Mantra at the Gold Coast, You go in there, there's a notepad with Pat Rafter going, fucking have a good stay.
Oh, okay.
You go, thanks, man. I was about to jump off the balcony until...
Well, he was also the face of Bond Undies when they moved to China. It didn't go that well for him because the quality went downhill. Nothing to do with the Chinese, don't worry, but they just sort of decided to cut a few corners at Bond's HQ. And Pat Rafter was the face of that, so... I don't think anyone wears Bonds anymore. Why would you? Fucking terrible.
Mate, it is starting to turn into the rally that we just got out of before we came here.
I very nearly got us a couple of UAP yellow shirts on the way here. There's a dude walking past
with
a plastic
merch,
bag full
man.
Of...
I get it.
Oh, fuck.
Always shift units.
Man, while we're talking about merch, We get a go.
The like Merchurian now, so. Candidate. I say merch and he's on. Pencils.
Oh, man, I've got pencils. Don't worry about that. But we got new merch today, in fact. Very limited edition. They didn't turn up, did they? Like there's a fucking supply chain issue, obviously, because COVID. Yeah. COVID couldn't be bothered working. But, like, there was...
6 weeks ago, we problems. Ordered them and paid the full invoice, and they said it'll be ready yesterday. And on Thursday, I said, when did we pick them up? And they went, fuck, not here. They're not here yet.
But having said
you're
that...
You're just waiting for me.
They have...
Were you hoping I'd forgotten?
They've gone well above and beyond, though. Like, he's been really nasty to them, but they've really sort of... They're very apologetic and come through with the goods and given us some, like they've you know rushed someone else's job off and given us their shirts and printed on them. So we're downstairs, we'll be with some there. But I've got to warn you, there's not that many, and there's like medium, large, and fucking 2XL or something. So if that's not you, pretty much sucked in. You'll have to wait till
we've got Boxing we'll be back Day sale sizes available.
Yeah.
You log online at 12:05 and go, fuck, all right, 2XL, I'll put it in the dryer a few times, we'll be good.
Yeah. I'm saying with shoes. I've never seen a shoe on a fucking table that would fit me. Like there's no average man shoes or something on a table.
Outside on a table?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No fucking way. If shoes aren't in a shop, they're not fitting the likes of me. But anyway, we'll be downstairs for a couple of minutes flogging units. I'd really love to not carry all of them home, so come here to
see. And is anyone going to see Heggy tonight? Yeah. Who's seen Heggy already? Yeah. Nice. Nice work.
Oh, thanks very much. If anyone wants to come tonight,
A lot of you have to do some fucking soul searching, to be honest.
Whatever. If you don't like it, don't come. But my show's in this very room in about an hour or so. If you want to come along, come and hit them up downstairs. They'll give you a discount ticket. We're going to go, mate. We're pretty much done.
I reckon those icy cold super dupers are all fucking gone. Mm. And it is back to hot.
Yeah. Very hot. So thanks so much for coming, everyone. It's really nice of you to turn up. And
one more time, big round of applause for Luke Heggie.
And for Nick Cody.
Thanks so much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggie, you're already shaking your head.
It's mid-flight brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.